I greet you all in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ, and I welcome all of you from near and far, also our brothers and sisters who are joining us online. We greet you, and we wish you all God's blessing. We have heard already wonderful trumpets and also songs. Softly and tenderly, Jesus is calling. He is calling the lost home. He stands at the door of the heart and waits. Open to him. He is your part. Yes, the Lord is calling. The Lord is knocking. Until the last one entered, then the Lord will complete his work. Also, we want to praise now our Lord. Let us start with song number 16. Do you know the fountain? Number 16. Whiter than the snow. 16.
Revealed. Blessed be the dear Son of God, only by his stripes we are healed. Though I wandered far from his fold, bring me to my heart pain and woe. Wash me in the blood of the Lamb, and I shall be whiter than snow. Whiter than the snow. Whiter than the snow. Wash me in the blood of the Lamb, and I shall be whiter than snow. Father, I have wandered from thee, often has my heart gone astray. Crimson do my sins seem to me, water cannot wash them away. Jesus, to that fountain of thine, lead in thy promise I go. Cleanse me by the washing divine, and I shall be whiter than snow. Whiter than the snow. Whiter than the snow. Wash me in the blood of the Lamb, and I shall be whiter than snow. Whiter than the snow. Whiter than the snow. Wash me in the blood of the Lamb, and I shall be whiter than snow.
Amen. Oh, how wonderful. At all times we may come to the Lord. Whatever oppresses us, mighty is the helper in need. His blood makes me whiter than the snow. We may lay everything off at his throne, and he washes us clean. Now, let us sing song number 30, and then Brother Alfred Borg will read us a word, and Brother Schmidt will pray with us. Song number 30. Song 30. Have thine own way, Lord. Have thine own way. Number 30. Have thine own way, Lord. Have thine own way. Thou art the potter, I am the clay. Mold me and make me, and
to thy will while I am waiting, yielded and still. Have thine own way, Lord, have thine own way. Search me and try me, Master, today. Whiter than snow, Lord, wash me just now, as in thy presence humbly I bow. Have thine own way, Lord, have thine own way. Hold o'er my being absolute sway. Fill with thy spirit till all shall see Christ only always living.
Praise and thanks be to the Lord. This third stanza which we have sung, take me wholly, take me fully, O Son of God, with thy Spirit now you dwell in me. Is this not our wish, our longing? Be in my heart the King alone. Let all men see that I'm fully thine. That's the German text. We are grateful for these wonderful songs which we may sing for the glory of God. We are grateful for last night, for the presence of God, for the moving of the Holy Spirit in our midst, and for his precious and wonderful word which we heard last night. Also this morning, we believe that the Lord is present to bless us, to give us what he promised in his word. Such hours which we experience here are serving for the purpose that the Lord prepares us for his soon return. And the Lord returns soon, that's how it is written, and he will not tarry. This word I would like to read for the word of introduction before Brother Schmidt prays with us. From Hebrews chapter 10, from verse 35, Hebrews chapter 10, from verse 35, cast not away therefore your confidence, which has great recompense of reward, for ye have need of patience, that after ye have done the will of God, ye might receive the promise. For yet a little while, and he that shall come will come, and will not tarry. Amen. Now, the just shall live by faith, but if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. But we are not of them who draw back unto perdition, but of them that believe to the saving of the soul. Amen. Please let us stand up for prayer. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you. As you said already, the blessing you granted us already last night, also now, in this hour, Lord, also by the song which we have sung, Lord, from the depth of our hearts, our longing ears, take us fully, Lord, O Son of God. We thank you that you are speaking to us, that you are still speaking to us through your word, that you reveal it to us. So we ask you this morning, Lord, give grace, give strength, give attention, Lord. Lord, take everything disturbing away from us. Take it under your control. We ask it for your name's sake. Bless all, as already said, those who are joining us online. Lord in heaven, these are hours of preparation for your soon coming. For Lord in heaven, you will not tarry, but you will come at the hour, as it says, when the time is fulfilled, then it will take place. So it will happen also in our time, Lord. When the time is fulfilled, then you will come to take us home, to fetch us home, all who are waiting for your return. Lord Jesus, we ask it in your name, for your name's sake. Bless your word also this morning, through which you will speak to us, and you are still speaking to us. Bless the lips through which you will speak, and we want to hear, and we want to fulfill, and we want to obey your call. Thank you for everything. Once again, bless all, great and little, young and old. We thank you for it. Amen. Let us sing, Thou art worthy, Thou art worthy. Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive all the glory, all the praise, all the worship. Glory, hallelujah, glory, glory, hallelujah, glory, glory, hallelujah. His truth is marching on.
Amen.
Amen. You may be seated. Blessed and praised be the name of our Lord. Also today, we received a number of greetings and phone calls from everywhere. God is at work. Yes, He is busy to complete His work of redemption. And we welcome all of you very warmly. We have visit from Finland, from Sweden, from Norway, and from the Scandinavian countries, from Poland, from the Czech Republic, Slovakia, from Holland, Belgium, from France, Switzerland, Romania, from everywhere. And white Bielorussia, we welcome all of you from Guadeloupe, from Cameroon, and from all the countries. And we're just so grateful with all our hearts that we can still travel, that there are airplanes, that there are cars, that one can travel from city to city. From Romania, we have visit from all peoples, tongues and nations. May the Lord God bless also this day. May He use it to speak to us and to help us by His grace. When the singers have sung the second song, I had to think of 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 2. It's not sufficient to only sing of the salvation or to speak of the salvation. No, it must find fulfillment in us. He helped us on the day of salvation. On the day of salvation, He helped us. And here we think really also on Israel. And we think on all who had part in that what God was doing, who bypassed it. I think now on the statement of Abbas in Paris. He made a few days ago in Paris. Abbas said, the Jews are persecuting us now as they persecuted at that time Jesus. Oh, what kind of nonsense. What an attack to the Israel people, to the Jews. Oh, one just has to say, the people, the multitudes were coming together at that time to listen to the Lord. And He spoke to them, He fed them. The problem was with the scribes, with the Pharisees. And this is the same problem today. The people are coming together.
And
the thousands in the 172 countries who are listening now, there would be no stadium on the earth to gather them all in one stadium. But the scribes, the Pharisees, they didn't recognize the day and hour. They've taken away the key of knowledge. They themselves did not enter, and others they hindered to enter. And they despised our Lord. They rejected Him. And they harmed Him. But all who received Him, to them He gave power to become the children of God. Somebody gave me a letter. And I will say it just at the beginning now. In this letter, it says here, in one line, it says, after Damkani was so sick, Revelation 11, there's no such a thing. And one can tear it into pieces like that. No one received a commission according to Revelation 11. The two prophets will come as it is written in Revelation 11. No Tabanani, nobody needs to come here. God took care for everything, and we are grateful for Him. And here, also, this book was given to me last night, Back to Jerusalem. Back to Jerusalem. Let me make this remark here in love. In Israel, there are 31 different messianic groups, and all 31 groups believe in the Trinity, and all 31 believe that Jesus was a Jew. And we all know, at my last Israel trip, This book was lying on my seat. Jesus the Jew. No, Jesus is God manifested in the flesh, Emmanuel. Blessed and praised be the name of our Lord. And then even the claim, the salvation comes from the Jews. No, salvation comes from God. And at first it came to the Jews, and from the Jews it came to the Samaritans, and from the Samaritans it came to us. And then our Lord could say, woman, the time will come when they will not worship in Jerusalem and not on the holy mount, but they will worship God in the spirit and in the truth. And here the headline says, back to Jerusalem. Just read in Ezra, read in Nehemiah, read in the book of Acts chapter 2. Back to Jerusalem means back to the beginning, back to the foundation which was laid, to the foundation which was laid. And whoever reads in the book of Ezra and in Nehemiah will find out that the Jews who came out from the Babylonian captivity, they who returned, they removed the debris, the rubble, they removed until they found the original foundation of the temple. And then they were praising God so loud, and they're giving thanks and honor to him very loudly. The same is happening in our time. God has brought us back to the beginning, to the first sermon on the first day, on the founding day of the New Testament Church. And as we said many times at this place, the first and the last sermon must agree. And God took care of it, that the original word, the original doctrine of the apostles was placed anew upon the lampstand. And that all who find grace in the sight of God get the orientation in the Word of God. And they know that God didn't leave us in the Babylonian confusion and captivity in this time. But ye, my people, come out, be ye separate, and touch not the unclean thing, then ye shall be my sons and my daughters. The Almighty God took care for everything by his grace. And let us say this once again, and let us repeat it time and again. It's not enough to speak of the end time, or to speak of the return of Jesus Christ, if we not hear the message of God, which brings us into conformity with God and his word, that we don't walk on our own ways anymore, but that we are found on the way of God, which leads to eternal life. And this is the grace which God has really given to us, that we in this time recognized what God promised. And let us say this also, brothers and sisters. Today, I brought with me the photograph of the Bible of Brother Branham. Here, on the last day before his departure in Tucson, on the 18th of December 1965, Brother Branham was reading namely Joshua chapter 1. And here, on this page, the last chapter of Deuteronomy is, and here is the first chapter of Joshua. That's how Brother Branham left his Bible open when he drove off on the 18th of December 1965, when he started his last journey. And we are just so grateful with all our hearts. He completed his ministry, and then a new period started. Not a new religion, no, a continuation of that, what God did. Joshua didn't invent something new. Joshua took the Ark of the Covenant with the Word of God, which God had given to Moses and which he revealed to him. And they crossed the River Jordan and they entered the Promised Land. The same it is today. We don't turn around in circles as the people of Israel did 40 years long. No, God has given us the grace. And also this must be emphasized. Brothers and sisters, we give all the glory, we don't give any glory to a man. Also this I've said here many times. We will not thank Moses, we will not thank Elijah, we will not thank Peter, and we will not thank Paul, we will not thank Brother Branham or somebody else. No, we will thank God with all our hearts that we could recognize the day and the message, that we found grace in the sight of God. Right today I was told, somebody was complaining that Brother Branham is not honored. No, and again, no. All the honor, all the praise, all the glory, all the worship belongs to the only God from eternity to eternity. Prophets are men of God. Apostles were men of God. But the Lord is the Savior, the Redeemer. Only in His hands we are engraved. Only the Redeemer gave His life for us. Only He has shed His blood. Only He is the firstborn among many brethren. We are just so grateful, brothers and sisters, that we could also place the ministry of Brother Branham properly. And it's, of course, fulfilled what our Lord said. When I send someone and ye receive him, then ye receive me. And he said, whoever hears you, hears me. And this we believe, and we are grateful to the Lord God with all our hearts for the introduction, for the understanding of the plan of salvation of our God. All of us, we would have remained on our own ways. I would have moved on in the free Pentecostal movement. In half of Europe, I was preaching already before 1955. Yes, but then God sent His prophet and He touched my heart. From the first meeting on, He has opened my eyes so that I could believe. And I knew no one can do what is happening here except God is with him. And then, brothers and sisters, every ministry which God sends is for the edification of the church. And no biblical doctrine brings a split. The biblical doctrine brings us together, unites us under Jesus Christ, the head of the church. Brother Tati is also here today. My interpreter in all the African countries where the French language is mainly spoken, and brothers and sisters, when he told me in the preparation of the meetings in Nigeria that there are around 200 different groups in this country which all refer themselves as message believers. Here, Brother Tati is here. He can testify of it. Around 200 different groups who all call themselves message believers. The deception, the confusion is just so terrible. And why? Because they are preaching the prophet to the people and not the word. And God called me to preach the word. Preach the word in time and out of time, in season and out of season. Did Joshua explain the ministry of Moses? Did he make a meeting once to explain what the two gifts mean which God has given to Moses? Did he take himself the time to preach about Moses? No! He received the commission, the instruction to carry the revealed word and to bring the people of God into the land of promise. And to every tribe he allotted to them what God ordained for them. The same must take place now. We are grateful with all our hearts that the Lord has given to Brother Branham the two gifts. But how was it with Moses? He put his hand into the bosom and he took it out again. And it was full of leprosy. Full of leprosy, the hand. And he took it back into the bosom and take it out again. And it was clean as before. And the Lord said, take the rod and throw it to the ground. And it became a serpent. And it happened. And Moses ran away. And then the Lord spoke to him, take this serpent at the tail. And he grabbed her, and it became a rod again in his hand. God wanted to show that the Lord is the victor, that the head of the serpent is crushed, but he should take the tail. But the Lord bruised the head of the serpent. That's how it is until this very day. And we are grateful with all our hearts that the Lord has given the two gifts to Brother Branham, these two supernatural gifts. As the first gift, also on the hand, we all know it. And also this, I said here, I reported repeatedly, especially Gordon Lindsay and Sister Lindsay, the man who wrote the book, A Man Sent from God. I knew him personally, and she was a German. Her name was Schimpf, and I knew them, and they could report the best from the years 47, 48, 49, as Brother Branham took with his left hand the right hand of the patient, and he turned around his hand, and on his hand, the tumor, the cancer appeared on his hand, which the person had. And he was told, say to the patient that he should not close his eyes, but he should watch the hand, Because in the moment when the healing takes place, then the cancer or the tumor vanishes from your hand. The people were crying out in that moment when the healing took place. They felt it bodily. And they were thanking God with all their hearts. And the second gift was that he would be revealed to him what has happened in their lives for whom he was praying for. And God really confirmed it in all the 12 countries in which Brother Branham preached, which he had his ministry. He had used this gift of discernment. These were evangelistic meetings. And I say it here today for the glory of God. I say it. The grace which God has given us is that we can give all the glory only to God. Yesterday, Brother Etienne Genton, he is also here today, he gave me the edition, the Bible, the most read book on earth, in the Italian language. I just want to say it here, brothers and sisters, take with you this brochure. Take two or three copies with you. And if God lays somebody on your heart, then you can pass it on. It's not meant for distribution on the street, but if God lays somebody on your heart, then you can pass it on to that person. And also for this we are grateful, Brother Etienne Genton. At that time he was very young. But he was in the meetings of Brother Branham. He heard it. He saw it, what God has done. And we are so grateful that we have still eye and ear witnesses, that there are eye and ear witnesses who have heard and seen what God has done in our time. Today, perhaps we will bring the greetings at the end of the service, and we will ask the brothers to give us a word of greeting at the end. We have one brother from Cameroon in our midst who is here today for the first time. Whoever knows Brother Chris Pokoba, that was the first contact which God has given in Douala. And then in other cities, in every country, there was a beginning which God made. And we are so grateful to God. And we want that all are feeling at home, all who have come to hear God's word. And if we then have still time, then we will give them the opportunity to say briefly something. Perhaps to read also the greetings. Our main task is to bring the word of our God and to preach it so that all the world can hear, and so that all who hear now the last message, that they can believe with all their hearts, and that God brings us into the situation, into the condition, that we can put on the wedding garment. As written in Revelation 19, the fine linen of the saints is the righteousness of God, that we are arrayed in fine linen, that we can appear before Him. On no color is any spot seen so clearly as on the white color, blue or red color, but the spots are not seen there clearly. But on the white color, on the fine linen, clean and white, there the spots are seen. But thanks be to God, we are washed in the blood of the Lamb. And the promise is, without spot, without wrinkle, we will appear before the Lord. Not in our own self-righteousness, but justified by faith in the finished work of redemption on the cross of Calvary and by the sanctification in the word of truth. Brothers and sisters, the one is so important as the other. Not only washed in the blood of the Lamb, but sanctify them in thy truth. Thy word is the truth. And without sanctification, no one shall see the Lord. And as we read here in the word of introduction, it's just a little while, then he shall come that shall come. I'm asking you, could this word be preached 100 years ago? Did it have the same meaning as today? Today, such words have such a meaning as if they were written directly for us, for the last time, for the last generation, before the return of Jesus Christ. It's a word of admonition, a word of comfort. Especially verse 36, Hebrews 10, 36. For ye have need of patience, that after ye have done the will of God, ye might receive the promise. Also this grace God has given to us, that we not only pray, thy will be done, but that it's really fulfilled in our lives, that we want to please God. Because Enoch, the seventh after Adam, had a connection with God. He walked with God. He had the assurance of faith that he pleased God. And then he was raptured. May it be given to all of us. May it be granted to all of us. That there's found nothing in us anymore which would condemn us before God when we examine ourselves. I know, we always find something, all of us, we find something where we say, beloved Lord, be merciful, forgive. But let it come to the point that whatever is under the condemnation, that there's nothing found in us anymore, but that we are really washed in the blood of the Lamb, sanctified in the word of truth, and by the Holy Spirit we are led into all the truth. Also the next verse, something very wonderful, 37, for yet a little while, and he that shall come will come. Didn't we say it in every meeting? The message of the Lord, of course, foreruns the second coming of Christ. And as sure as the angel of the Lord, that's how Brother Ram said it. It was the angel of the Lord who came forth from the supernatural cloud, who said to him, he said, as John the Baptist was sent to forerun the first coming of Christ, so you are sent with a message that will forerun the second coming of Christ. And this we believe with all our hearts. And by grace, we may experience it. We are, of course, looking back to about 50 years. We look back since the Lord has taken his servant and prophet home. But brothers and sisters, as the Apostle Peter could write of his going home, but that he had to take care that after he is gone, that all might know what God has said in his word, the teaching he left before he was taken into glory. The same it was with the ministry of Brother Branham. Everything what God had to say to us, this was preached. And we may say, he who is of God will understand everything the right way. When Brother Branham spoke one time 7 years after the rapture, then it had its correctness. And when he then spoke of the ministry of the two prophets, and when he speaks of 3.5 years, then it's also correct. One just has to be led by the Spirit of God, understanding everything the right way and comprehending what he meant when he made this statement. Now concerning the time in which we are living, we will not go here into detail, but the words from Isaiah 17 are being fulfilled before our eyes. The whole world is in uprise, in an uproar, and every day there are news. And as written here in Isaiah 17, verse 12, that's how we experience it now. Isaiah 17, verse 12. Woe to the multitude of many people which make a noise like the noise of the seas, and to the rushing of nations that make a rushing like the rushing of mighty waters. Everywhere something is happening, whether natural catastrophes or whether catastrophes which the people made themselves. Even what is happening now with Jerusalem and with the Vatican, just one point is left now, namely East Jerusalem. And Netanyahu will never surrender East Jerusalem. Since 3,700 years, Jerusalem is the city which God has chosen, and no other government had power over Jerusalem. Jerusalem is the city of the living God, which he had promised to his people Israel. He has given it to them, and especially Mount Zion in Jerusalem, the Mount of Olives in Jerusalem. Everything has a biblical meaning, and nevertheless, after the ministry of the two witnesses, according to Revelation 11, verse 12, the half of the city, namely East Jerusalem, will again be given to the Gentiles. Brothers and sisters, if one reads Bible prophecies, then one really feels otherwise. How nice it would have been when the people of Israel, if the people of Israel would have received, and if our Lord would not have to say, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, you did not recognize what serves for your peace. And then came the announcement of that, what would happen with the people, the dispersion among all nations, but also the bringing back from all nations and from all nations is also prophesied in Isaiah, in Jeremiah, in Ezekiel. It was proclaimed, even in Zechariah, it was proclaimed. And the Lord also said it in Matthew 24, learn a parable of the fig tree when it becomes tender again, when it puts forth leaves, then you know that the time is near, and this generation, this kindred will not pass away until everything is fulfilled, until every Bible prophecy found its fulfillment. And we thank the Lord that since 1948, there is a state of Israel. And he of course said, when you see that this is taking place, then lift up your heads, for your redemption is drawing near. Let us read a couple of scriptures, brothers and sisters, which touch our hearts. For we believe everything what and how the scripture says it. Even when the Lord God said to Abraham in Genesis 22, he said, take thine only son Isaac and go to the Mount Moriah and sacrifice him unto me. Mount Moriah at that time is the Temple Mount, has become the Temple Mount. There, where Abraham sacrificed Isaac, there our Lord was in Jerusalem. It happened. God already in all of the Old Testament, in parables, he foreshadowed what would take place in the New Testament. And we take the Old and the New Testament together, and we thank the Lord God for his grace. Now just to emphasize this once again, brothers and sisters, that the salvation of God from the very beginning, it was ordained for all peoples and tongues. And that God started with Israel. Thanks be to him for it. As God has chosen several men to proclaim Bible prophecies, so he has chosen Israel via Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob to give the beginning to the plan of salvation. And then he included all the Gentiles also. Now to this, now just briefly I would like to read the precious scriptures from the prophet Isaiah, from chapter 40. Here we have the best verse which exists in reference to the plan of salvation, that we know who it is who redeemed us. Isaiah 40, verse 9 and 10. O Zion, that bringest good tidings, get thee up into the high mountain. O Jerusalem, that bringest good tidings, Lift up thy voice with strength. Lift it up. Be not afraid. Say unto the cities of Judah, behold your God. Not a Jew. Behold your God. God manifested in the flesh, justified in the spirit, preached among the nations and taken up into glory. Verse 10, Isaiah 40, verse 10. Behold, the Lord God will come with strong hand, and his arm shall rule for him. Behold, his reward is with him, and his work before him. He paid the price. He purchased us. We are his own possession by grace. Behold, your God comes. He will give you salvation. And in Isaiah 44, we read this few scriptures. Isaiah 44. Here we read what really touches our hearts. Namely, not to only speak of the Redeemer, but of the divine seed of the Redeemer. Isaiah 44, verse 3. For I will pour water upon him that is thirsty, and floods upon the dry ground. So I will pour my spirit upon thy seed, and my blessing upon thine offspring. Yesterday, we spoke about the subject of the firstborn. He the seed, he the promised seed. I will put enmity between thy seed and between you and the seed and her seed. He the seed of God, and we the divine seed through the Son of God, as sons and daughters of God, we received our adoption as sons of God. And we then go to Psalms 22, where the psalm writer spoke of the seed of God. Psalms 22, and here it is, verse 31. Psalms 22, verse, let me see, 30. A seed shall serve him. But brothers and sisters, before verse 30 was spoken, we also must read what is written before that. Here our Lord is described as the Savior on the cross of Calvary. In verse 2, verse 1, my God, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? You and my cry, your and my forsakenness, he took it upon himself. Brothers and sisters, the redemption has not happened in theory. It became reality, a divine reality it is. All our sin and guilt was laid upon him. The chastisement was upon him so that we might have peace with God. And by his stripes we were healed. Then it continues here. Psalms 22, verse 8. He trusted on the Lord. that he would deliver him. Let him deliver him, seeing he delighted in him. On him, the Redeemer, rested God's well-pleasing. Matthew 3, verse 17, God's well-pleasing. Matthew 17, verse 5, God's well-pleasing. And because God's well-pleasing rested upon the only begotten Son, therefore the same well-pleasing of God has come upon all of us, justified by the blood of the Lamb and sanctified in the Word of God. Now verse 10, verse 9, Psalms 22, verse 9. But thou art he that laid me in the womb. From Mary came nothing. Everything came from God in the natural. And the one from the man and one from the woman. No, everything came from God. Thou art he that laid me in the womb. Just very tremendous, very tremendous. The new was laid into the old. And we, in our old bodies, receive the new divine life because the seed of the Word was laid into us. And here, our Lord is described in verse 16 up to verse 19. On the cross, he's described. 16, for dogs have compassed me, the assembly of the wicked have enclosed me, they pierced my hands and my feet, I may tell all my bones, and they look and stare upon me. They part my garments among them and cast lots upon my vesture. One can read it in the Gospel of Matthew that it took place like this. And when our Lord will return, and when all the eyes shall see him, also they who pierced him, then they will mourn, they will cry and weep, and they will come to the Lord, and they will repent, and that they will believe then on him. God has a plan of salvation. And in Psalms 22, the whole events are described on the cross of Calvary. He comes to its end. At the end, it says, a seed shall serve him. And this divine seed, God promised, as the rain falls upon dry ground, and as it brings forth fruit, so he will pour out his Spirit. And that's how it is written in the prophet Joel. In the last days, saith God, I will pour out of my Spirit upon all flesh, upon sons and daughters, upon servants and handmaids. And this happened on the day of Pentecost. Brothers and sisters, may it be really laid into our hearts that we really have a longing in our hearts, that we just say in this drought, that we say, beloved Lord, it cannot continue like this anymore. Send showers of blessing. Send the rain. What was in the days of Elijah? What was in these days? He had to send somebody to look whether the cloud is already there. And he went and came back, and suddenly a cloud came so great, so big as a hand. And then the rain came. The rain came down with Elijah. It was not only the oil in the cruse and not only the flour in the vessel, but no, God sent his rain by his grace. When God said himself, I send you the prophet Elijah, then on one hand, to give out the divine food which was stored in. And let us say it once again, the table of the Lord was never prepared so richly as in our time. And we may sit at the table of the Lord feasting. And the difference is really, in Isaiah 28, we are reported that the tables are full of vomit, that the people have to vomit there. Why? Because they received interpretations, and of the interpretations one feels bad, but by the word we are made well, by the word we are made healthy. The word of God brings us spiritual health. And this really, this hurts me so much. All who interpret, all who make interpretations about seven thunders and so forth, and all who bind the people to their interpretations, and they say, only if you receive this revelation, then you will participate in the rapture. Brothers and sisters, the time is just here now, that we make our decision before God and for God, and that we know where we belong. Let us say this once again in reference to the ministry of Brother Branham. Everything what belonged to his ministry, we leave it there where God placed it. Whether it concerns the seven thunders, whether it concerns the tenth vision, whether it's the third pull, all that belonged to the ministry of Brother Branham. And this we leave there where God placed it and put it, and where he blessed it by grace. No one on earth heard me preach about seven thunders. Yes, when I look up the Bible, what can I say about it? Nothing. Because the Bible also doesn't say anything about it. And all the brothers who reject the ministry which God has given for this time, they are entangled in their own interpretations. Also about that, what Brother Rem said about the seven thunders, one just has to say it once again. The seven mighty thunderclaps, which were connected with an earthquake, and of which Brother Branham really spoke a couple of times, about 17 times he spoke about it. The tips of the trees were chopped off, and the rocks rolled down the mountain. And then he said, in the seven thunders is the rapturing faith. In the seven thunders are the seals, in the seven thunders, and so forth. Because there he received the instruction, return to Jeffersonville and speak about the seven seals. One cannot separate the one from the other. One has to know what he really meant and in what kind of connection it belonged. The same Brother Branham who said the angel of the covenant from Revelation 10 comes on the earth when the seventh church angel is on the earth, the same Brother Branham said on the 24th of March 1963, he said, "Here the angel of the covenant comes to the Jews. The church is raptured." One just has to understand everything the right way, whatever he said, according to the subject. One has to include everything. And this grace God has really given us, that everything what he said, we understand it the right way. About the opening of the seven seals, just so mighty and again so mighty. I would have had no access to it if God would not have sent his prophet. And as God had given him the keys, that the mysteries would be revealed to him, so sure God has given us the grace that we may pass on what we received from the Lord. So, always back to the Word. Especially in Isaiah 49. Isaiah 49. This is the scripture of which we must say time and again, the salvation of God came to us, to the nations it came. Isaiah 49. And here it is verse 6. Isaiah 49. Verse 6, here it is written, and he said, "It is a light thing that thou shouldest be my servant to rise up the tribes of Jacob and to restore the preserved of Israel. I will also give thee for a light to the Gentiles, that thou mightest be my salvation unto the ends of the earth." Everything is written in the Word of God. The salvation of our God has reached the whole earth. And whoever reads 2 Corinthians 6, verse 2, as we mentioned already, God helped us on the day of salvation. He has opened our understanding for the Scripture. Now just two or three scriptures about the birthright. Let me go here to Exodus to show you how the Lord has laid everything from the very beginning with his people. Exodus. And here it's chapter 4. Exodus. Chapter 4, verse 22 and 23. "And thou shalt say unto Pharaoh, Thus saith the Lord, Israel is my son, even my firstborn. Israel is my son, my firstborn. And I say unto thee, let my son go, that he may serve me. And if thou refuse to let him go," yes, brothers and sisters, Israel, der firstborn son in the Old Testament. And brothers and sisters, then we go straight on in the Old Testament to Amos, chapter 11, verse 1. Out of Egypt I have called my son. And then we go to Matthew 2, verse 14 or 15. Our Redeemer had to be brought to Egypt so that the word of the scripture might be fulfilled. Out of Egypt have I called my son. First in Exodus 4, and then in the prophet Amos, and then in Matthew chapter 2. Three scriptures which deal with the same subject, but completely different they are. For Moses, Israel was the firstborn. In the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 2, it was our Lord and Savior. In the Old Testament, all the examples, all the parables, and in the New Testament, the fulfillment. And the same it is today. The Lord calls His firstborn from everywhere. He calls them out. They are not in the Babylonian captivity. They are not in the Babylonian confusion. No, they have come out. They separated themselves. And brothers and sisters, let me emphasize this. Please, don't bring any Babylonian garment with you, but be dressed with a garment of righteousness of God. Don't bring any doctrine from the Babylonian captivity with you, be it the doctrine about the Godhead, about water baptism, about everything, whatever the scripture speaks to us very clearly. Don't take anything with you. Leave everything behind what belongs to Babylon. Leave it in Babylon. Even the people of Israel, they brought the idols of the Gentiles with them. And Joshua had to bury them. Joshua made an order there, and all the gods which they brought with them, he buried them. Everything must be buried. Everything must be away. Everything must be put away, what is not of God. And therefore, brothers and sisters, the proclamation which the Lord has given us is just so wonderful to know and to believe with all our hearts that our God has a plan of salvation, and that we are included directly into this plan. And in Psalms 89, we have probably the best scripture which describe our Lord and Savior the best. Psalms 89, verse 27 and 28. Listen, what is written here. Psalms 89, now verse, let me see, verse 26. Verse 26, he shall cry unto me, thou art my Father, my God, and the rock of my salvation. Also I will make him my firstborn, higher than the kings of the earth. I will make him my firstborn. Brothers and sisters, this subject is probably the most important. In heaven, there will be no mixture. In heaven, the first fruits, the seed of God alone will be there. And I say, I tell you in love, when the Lord God showed me by grace the overripe wheat field. He showed it to me. And also the brand new combine he showed me. And he commanded me to bring in the harvest. Not a single wheat was there. This really stood out to me in the spirit. When I saw this picture, it stood out to me. Here is the overripe wheat field. All the ears were hanging down, burnt a little bit by the sun, hanging down. But no tear, no wheat was in the field. And the Lord said, He will send His angels that firstly they will pluck up every tear first. And as John the Baptist said, He will thoroughly purge His floor, and then He will gather His wheat into His garner. No tear will be there. The pure wheat, the pure seed of God, all the firstborn, they will be there. And they will see the Lord God, their Savior, and they will give Him glory for all eternity. Everything is so wonderful, wonderful scriptures which touch our hearts and of which we know that they are written down for us, so that we know where God placed us, so that we know where we belong. Not anymore in the bondage of slavery of the Egyptian gods and so forth. No, no more in the captivity of the old Babylonian confusion, but being led out of it. We all know there's only one God. From the beginning on, this one God revealed Himself. And then the scribes are coming and say, but the word Elohim, which is used in Genesis 1, verse 1, it is written 30 times in Genesis 1 that this word Elohim is a plurality. You can ask any theologian on earth, and all will refer to it at their doctrine about the Trinity. They will say that Genesis 1 verse 1, where it is written, and Elohim created everything, that this word Elohim means a plural, but not a plurality of persons. No, God is all in all. He is Creator, Redeemer, King, Judge. What is He not? God is all in all. In His manifestation, in His revelation, He revealed Himself as Father in heaven, and then He manifested Himself in His only begotten Son on the earth, in the church, by the Holy Spirit, God above us, God with us, and God in us. Always one and the same God. Now just imagine that this would be like this everywhere. You have this Trinity picture. Just think of it, this Trinity picture. Just think of it. God would exist in three persons. Now, who is God then? And when one says, the Son is God, Father is God, Holy God, that this does not exist. There's only one single God. This is invented by people and is condemned by God. God is one God from eternity to eternity, and His name is only one. And the Lord didn't say the name in Matthew 28, in which God revealed himself as Father in the Son and by the Holy Spirit. He didn't mention the name. This happened because that not all know it, but that it must be revealed. And therefore, with Matthew 28, verse 19, we must go to Acts chapter 2, to Acts chapter 8, to Acts chapter 10, to Acts chapter 19. To show how our brothers at the beginning baptized and preached, how they preached repentance, and then they were baptizing in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Let us say it in closing, brothers and sisters, all who have come out from the Babylonian captivity, all who returned, they were gathering in Jerusalem. And then, not as written here, back to Jerusalem. No, back to the doctrine which came forth from Jerusalem. Back to the Word of God. Back to the original foundation. You all can read it up. Ezra was reading loudly from the law of Moses, and all were starting to weep and to thank God that they have come out from the Babylonian captivity, that they have returned in the city of God, seeing the foundation, and then the temple was built. In the same way, it is with us as the church of the living God. Paul said, I laid the foundation with you. Everyone shall build on it. And let us confess it. Let us confess it. God looks graciously to us. To really have come out from the Babylonian captivity which exists in Christendom. Brothers and sisters, whoever reads the magazine Idea Spectrum, one of the well-known magazines which exist on the earth, there they can read how many hundreds of programs, but that what God is what he ordained in his plan for our time. Just think of it. Churches, denominations, whatever they are doing. Everything is really so much they are doing as never before. But where can God speak? Where is it believed as the scripture says? Where is it baptized? As the scripture says, there's not one single act in the Bible where one apostle or prophet would have used the formula in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Not a single time, but everything what we do, this we must do in the name of Jesus Christ our Lord. And so, all who were baptized in the triune formula, they have to be re-baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is the command of the hour. One cannot remain in the doctrine which confuses, and then later on confess, I believe the message of the hour. No, whoever believes the message of the hour believes Acts chapter 2, believes everything what the Lord said, even in the book of Acts chapter 3, from verse 17 up to verse 21. Him the heaven must receive until the times of restitution of all things which God has spoken by the mouth of all his holy prophets since the world began. Brothers and sisters, when we take and take all the scriptures which God has given us, the access by His grace, and giving us the obedience and the faith into our hearts, that we may accept and receive, and thanking the Lord for it, that He has visited His people graciously. We emphasize it many times. Not all, but ye, my people, ye, my elect, ye, who ye were chosen before the foundation of the world to be part of the wedding supper of the Lamb. Ye, who you believe me now, you who receive the last message now, and who believe and obey, and who follow Him, to us is then the promise. The promise in Revelation chapter 3, the last verses, Revelation 3. He that overcometh, to him I will grant to sit with me on my throne, even as I also overcame, and am set down with my Father on His throne. Yesterday, we read many scriptures from Romans, from Corinthians. We are transformed into the same image. Our Lord became like us, so that we might become like Him. Divine seed, He the firstborn, and we the firstborn. We have received the Spirit as a down payment, the proof, as the Son of God received the confirmation from heaven, and the Spirit of God came down, and the voice of God in heaven said, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." So also, may God, may God send His Spirit upon all of us, so that we receive the confirmation, so that we can say, so that we are part of the firstborn, so that we believe as the Scripture says, and so that we also experience what the Scripture says: the conversion, repentance, the baptism, the renewing, the new birth. Everything by grace, we may experience it, because we are still living in the days of salvation. It's still the acceptable time. The Lord is still calling out. Let it be said once again, 2 Corinthians 6, verse 2, may it find fulfillment in all of us. On the day of salvation, He has helped us. This is the day of salvation, which comes to its end. This is the time of grace, which God has given us. And as we emphasized many times, at this place, may the whole world hear it, all the elect, in all peoples and tongues, may they hear it. This is the most important period of time in the history of mankind. This is the most important period of time in the Church of the Living God. And now it is absolutely important to hear what the Spirit is saying unto the churches. And the Spirit speaks through the Word, because thus our Lord said it. I have to tell you still many things, but when the Spirit of truth has come, He will lead you into all truth. He will take it of my own, and He will declare it to you. And so, we may thank the Lord God and give all the glory to Him, who has opened our understanding for the Scripture, opening our hearts so that we may receive what He prepared for us in this time by his grace. Do we have an inner agreement to it, to the word of God?
Hallelujah.
Let us stand up and let us thank the Lord together. Before we do this, we ask our sisters to come and to sing us a song. And we ask that all, although they don't understand the words, that you just tune in, that we tune in. For all the psalms have been sung. All the psalms have been sung, whether it was sin confession, whether it was trials or problems. Psalms were songs which were sung. And we may also praise our Lord by songs. And then we will sing, "They come from the east and west. They come from the south and north."
Wer gleich blutrot die Sünde, soll sie werden weiß wie Schnee.
They shall become whiter than the snow.
Wer gleich blutrot die Sünde,
even your sin would be red as crimson. They shall become whiter than the snow.
Und was so rot wie Scharlach,
and what is red as scarlet shall be white as wool. Even your sins would be red as scarlet. Even your sins would be red as scarlet. They shall become whiter than the snow.
Soll sie werden weiß wie Schnee.
Hear the voice which invites you. Oh, be converted to God. Hear the voice who invites you. Oh, be converted to God. For he is full of mercy. His faithfulness is great. Hear the voice which invites you. Hear the voice which invites you. Be converted to God. Be converted to God. He forgives trespass, and he doesn't remember sin anymore. He forgives trespass, and does not remember sin anymore. Come to him, ye who are buried, heavy laden. For with him there is rest. He forgives trespass.
And
does not remember sin anymore. And does not remember sin anymore.
Amen.
Amen. We bow our heads for prayer. Let me ask whether some are here who have not yet consecrated their lives to the Lord, who perhaps had still doubts, who perhaps are still bound in certain interpretations. Brothers and sisters, this is the day of decision. Make the right decision before God, the Lord. And all who are the seed of God, they hear the voice of God. And they hear the seed of God. And upon the seed of God comes the Spirit of God. and gives the time of refreshing which was promised to us. Brothers and sisters, this is really the time period of the greatest grace of our God. More God could not do than to fulfill his promise that before his return, once more, the original message would be preached, that we are brought back to Jerusalem, to the first sermon, to the foundation of the apostles and prophets, which is Jesus Christ. If we have such in our midst, who also would like to be baptized, the opportunity is here after this service. As we remain in prayer, let me ask, firstly, who would like to be included into this prayer? Please raise your hand. Many hands are going up. Many hands. Lord Almighty God, as sure as it is written in Isaiah chapter 1, and even your sin would be red as scarlet, it shall become white as snow. So sure you, O Lord, said in Matthew 27, this is the blood, my blood, the blood of the new covenant, which is shed for many for the forgiveness of sins. Let it be manifested today in our midst that the blood is still on the mercy seat, and that all who ask for forgiveness, that they receive forgiveness. Believe with all your heart. And as our Lord said, that in his name forgiveness of sins shall be preached among all nations. So it takes place in our time. Receive the full salvation of God. The Lord finishes his work of redemption in our days. He said repeatedly, when you see these things coming to pass, then lift up your heads. Beloved Lord, you ever faithful God, I would like to thank you with all my heart on this day. Before all my brothers, before all my sisters, I would like to thank you. Thanking you that you have brought us into connection with your promise for our time, that we could recognize the ministry of the prophet which you sent. Beloved Lord, also he didn't bring a new denomination, but he always said the message of the hour is back to the Word, back to God, back to that what was preached in Jerusalem. Beloved Lord, you have taken us out from the Egyptian slavery. You have taken us out from the Babylonian captivity. On the day of salvation, you helped us. And we thank you. You, as the firstborn, you died for us. In your palms of your hands, we were engraved. Through your blood, we are redeemed. Beloved Lord, washed. No sin anymore. No sin is left. Justified by the faith in the finished work of redemption on the cross of Calvary. The precious blood of the new covenant which was shed for us. Bless all who have raised their hands. Bless us all and give us for what we are asking for. I thank you for it. In Jesus' holy name, amen. You can put down your hands. Now the question, whether somebody would like to be baptized, biblically baptized. One hand, I see one hand. Do we have another hand? Yes, there. Three. Is there someone else who would like to be baptized? Very good. After this service, you can then come to the front. And then together we go to the baptism pool. You may be seated. And now we ask that the brother from Cameroon and our brother from Guadeloupe comes. And our brother Gilbert, please come to the front to thank the Lord. And we ask brother Arben that he comes to translate. Is brother Arben here? Is he around us? Yes, he comes. We are really grateful to God. Please come. Perhaps we all stand up and then the brothers will thank with us. We have also brother Daniel in our midst. Some brethren, just of thankfulness in your heart. Yes.
Nous apportons les salutations de mes frères et sœurs de la Guadeloupe.
I bring you greetings from brothers and sisters from Guadeloupe.
Seigneur notre Dieu.
Lord our God. We want to thank you from the depth of our hearts for your mighty word. The word touched us today, and we are grateful that we not run after fables, but that we followed your revealed word. You have given us your testimony that at every time there were eye and ear witnesses of that what you have done. And today we can say by your grace, we are witnesses of that what you are doing today. And you also said, so that your word might be preached with power, you have sent your Holy Spirit. And this morning we heard, we want to praise you for it. We want to exalt you, for you loved us first, and you revealed it to us. Bless us all together. And may the word which we heard, may we ponder upon it. Bless your servant. Bless your children in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. May the Lord bless you, brothers and sisters. I come with greetings from Cameroon, from all the brothers and sisters who are in Christ. And I'm coming to follow the will of God as he laid it upon my heart to come to this place and to greet and to meet Brother Frank and to be taught and to receive teaching. For there are many things to do. Amen. Our Lord and Savior and God. I believe that you are leading every step by each one of us. From each one. All could be here
Du kennst mein Herz und mein ganzes Wesen.
You know my heart, you know my being. I would like to ask you
dass das Wort, das an mich ergangen ist,
that the word which was addressed to me,
dass es nicht zu dir leer zurückkehrt,
that it does not return void unto thee,
ohne das zu erreichen,
without accomplishing,
uns zu erretten,
without saving and delivering us.
Und möge der wahre Heilige Geist kommen, wo dein Wort ist.
Deliver your people also in Cameroon, in Africa. Deliver them from all false doctrines, from all splits. May you hear our prayer. This I ask all in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Wir sind von dem Wort Gottes sehr berührt.
We are very touched by the word of God.
Wir sind sehr, sehr dankbar.
We are very, very grateful for that what God is doing today. I and some brothers, especially the brother from Guadeloupe, the photo which Brother Frank showed,
die geöffnete Bibel, die wir gesehen haben,
the open Bible
in Jeffersonville genauso geöffnet.
The open Bible in Jeffersonville. We have seen it in Jeffersonville. From Deuteronomy to the first chapter of Joshua.
Wir sind sehr dankbar, dass unser Gott sich nicht wandelt.
We are grateful to God that he doesn't change.
Und dass Gott uns eine besondere Gnade zuteil hat werden lassen.
And that part directement à sa table.
And that he has given us grace.
That
we may have part in what he's doing now, sitting at his table.
Und das Wort, das wir empfangen haben,
and the word which we received,
insbesondere hier an dieser Stelle,
especially at this place,
ein echtes, authentisches Wort, das
that it is a true, genuine, authentic word. It's the pure word.
Nicht nur das, was Mose gesagt hat.
Not only that, what Moses said.
Nicht nur das, was Joshua gesagt hat.
Not only that, what Joshua said. It's the same God.
Whom
also Brother Branham called. It's the same God who uses his vessel today. And we are coming. The word which is preached to us today, this is the word which makes us ready for the rapture. And as written in Hebrews chapter 2, we want to take heed to that what the word says, because God does not change. We can say that as the people at the time of Joshua, we believe whatever God told you that it is the truth. This is our confession today. And everything what we heard already yesterday, and everything that was said since the time when Brother Branham left us, the food is being given out in a correct way. And therefore we want to put everything into deed, whatever the Lord commanded us. And by this we all will have part in the rapture. Heavenly Father, Almighty God, our heart is very touched. We feel your presence.
Wir glauben, dass du in unserer Mitte
and
bist.
We believe that you are in our midst.
Herr, du hast uns in deinem Wort gesagt.
Lord, you told us in your word.
Wer Ohren hat,
whoever has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying unto the church.
Herr, du sprichst zu
Lord,
uns heute.
You speak to us today. We thank you that you opened our ears of our hearts. We thank you that we can testify of a truth, that we have a true anchor in you. May you make an end with every interpretation. Because only the true revealed word counts. May you fill our hearts, O great God. May the fullness which was in the only begotten Son, may you fill us with the same fullness. May you fill us with the fullness. Lord, you have chosen us as your vessels in this time. For you ordained us to have part in what you're doing. Bless us, Lord. Many times we have heard your whole counsel from his mouth, and your word was preached so clearly to us. May you also give us now the blessing. We go from this place with gratefulness. We thank you for all the good things you have done for us. That you have given us this revealed word for this end time. Bless your work, bless your servant. Let us be ready. We all prayed this in your name. Amen. We thank the Lord God for our beloved brother Arben. He can really translate very good into the from the French, from the English. He was born as a Kosovo Muslim. He was born a Muslim. Then he found grace in the sight of God, and he was born again unto a living hope. Just grace, and again grace. While we ask the singers to sing with us, you may be seated. Just two or three things now. Be seated. Very soon we are finished. One sister from Porto is sending us greetings. In a wonderful way, she was healed. She recited the word from Jeremiah 33, verse 6 and 7. She received. And here, may all brothers know who have written us emails, who have sent us greetings, whether by phone or whether by emails. I read all emails. This time, it were around 80 altogether. I take myself the time. I read every email. And if the answer is necessary, then we will also give it. May God bless all. Take greetings with you to Grodno. Take greetings with you to Finland, Sweden, to Romania. Take greetings with you. Take greetings with you to all true believers all over the earth. We greet also all especially our brother Dr. Lotika, who is now with his family in Australia. May God bless all everywhere. Wait a bit. This sentence was very important. Not only the invitation, tomorrow the door could be closed. Matthew 25. They went in to the marriage supper and the door was shut. Today, if we hear His voice, I thank God we have heard His voice. Blessed and praised be His wonderful and holy name. Amen. Words of eternal life speaks my Savior to me. Words of comfort brings rest to my heart. Lord, you have words of life. Lord, you have words of joy. Words of eternal refreshing. Words of glory and honor. Words of redemption. Are heavy laden, come. Lord, you have words of life. Lord, you have words of joy. Words of eternal refreshing. Words of glory. Words of the mighty King. Of joy. Words of eternal refreshing. Words of glory. Words of treasures. And these words will bring us into glory, brothers and sisters. The Lord prepared us the table so richly. We are so grateful, full of joy, that the Lord still speaks to us in such a gracious way. Yes, it's the full salvation, the day of salvation we may experience and witness, the day of grace, the day of reconciliation with God. And all of us, we may rejoice that the Lord spoke to us personally. And now we owe him much thanks and worship. Let us open all our mouths now. Let us thank him again. Let us do it now. Oh, beloved Father in heaven, our hearts are burning, full of gratefulness, full of overwhelming, full of joy, for all the words of comfort, words of eternal life, words of refreshing, words of salvation. Oh, Lord, how gracious you have visited us. Oh, we may sit in heavenly places and in your presence. We may hear your words, words of eternal life. Oh, Lord, to you be the honor, to you be the praise and glory with all our hearts. In the holy name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Oh, Lord. Let these words fall deeply into our hearts. Seal your word in our hearts so that the enemy cannot rob it. Lord, let us find grace in your sight, not to be forgetful hearers only, but to be doers of thy word. Bless your blood-bought flock worldwide. Bless all who are hearing your word now, who are coming out now, who follow you. Make us ready for your coming and strengthen, Lord, the carrier of your word. Use him mightily, even more mighty, wherever you send him, Lord. Strengthen his feet. Anoint your servant so that he might preach your gospel unto the ends of the earth. To you be the praise and thanks and adoration. Hallelujah. Praised be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise and thanks. Hallelujah. Amen. We sing the chorus, we'll give all the glory to Jesus. Brothers and sisters, go home with joy. Thank and praise the Lord for the wonderful grace which he bestowed upon us. Don't forget to take this booklet with you, the Bible, the most read book on earth. And if you really have someone on your heart, please give it to him or her. It's wonderful how the Lord puts his word upon the lampstand. May the Lord bless you all. Take greetings with you wherever you go and come again with a longing heart. Please remember the servant of the Lord. Remember the work of God in your prayer. May the Lord be with you all and bless you. Until we meet again, we ask that those who would like to be baptized, please come to the front. Then we go to the baptism pool. The Lord be with you all. God bless you. Please come to the front, those who want to be baptized. praise and thanks. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, also these precious souls, they want to testify of thy grace, of thy salvation, of thy redemption, that they accepted you as their personal Savior, that you have forgiven them all their guilt, and that we are witnesses as they go into the grave of water baptism, that they come forth with a new life. Bless our brothers and sisters who want to be baptized, who want to testify. To you be the thanks and the glory and the worship in Jesus' holy name. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise, honor, and glory. Let us sing.